What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
It is valuable to get him out there and get with those guys. No, it's great. And Dev gets reps with the twos, so those guys could use the reps for sure. No, the only thing we've ever talked about as a staff or collectively is he has to play the game once it's snapped. It's up to us to try to minimize the intended hits or the potential for hits. Once the ball snapped and we've called a play or whatever the design is, could be a run where it's a QB driven, could be a pass where he scrambles.
Yeah, I think it's good, man. I think it's real valuable. I mean, we go against the ultimate test every single day, you know, but I think it's good for us because, like I said, the schemes are a little different. I think it's good because it exposes you to a different scheme. And our guys been going against each other, offense versus defense, for since the springtime, obviously the first couple weeks of camp. So now you get to go against new personnel and new schemes. So now you really get a chance to kind of see where you stack up and measure at.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator. That was yesterday out of one winning drive, meeting with the media. After practice, rather low-key session out there at the Castle. But joint practice today, 1 o'clock against the Indianapolis Colts, team that's got their own issues for sure. But for Baltimore, just trying to take out your frustrations of 3 weeks of training camp on another jersey color. And it's the original colors here in Baltimore. Well, one of them. Going back to the horseshoe and the blue and white and all the great things that they brought in the joy for those of us remembering that one. But now it's about, well, let's see. Anthony Richardson. Heard we're talking about him. Mobile quarterback. Daniel Jones isn't exactly lugging a piano either, by the way. Who are there vying for the starting job. But joint practice. They have another one coming up in a couple of weeks with the Commanders down in Virginia. But now we get to see, and no Lamar yesterday, no Bateman. That's a nothing to see. Please disperse in pads today. So we'll get to see probably the same. Well, you'll be there because I'll be here. But get to see what the team, a glimpse of what the 25 Ravens are going to look like. Because what's happening in two nights at M&T Bank Stadium will not be the real team, if you will.
Right. Yeah, today is a big day for the people that are going to be playing against Buffalo because, like you said, they got today and they got the Washington practice with them. Other than that, that's it. Then they'll get the Buffalo Bills because they will not play in any preseason games. So, so today is a big day for the starters, for Lamar, for the receivers, especially the O-line and D-line. You know, I mean, that'll be fun during the team period. I can't wait for the one-on-ones, those kind of things. I mean, it's going to be fun because if their quarterbacks are somewhat inaccurate, the secondary, I can't wait to watch the Ravens secondary, you know, with Jair Alexander and, you know, and Hamilton and those guys. And then in the team period, Bob, all the blitzing and stuff that they're going to be doing, I think, and how fast they are. I mean, like, And then, like, a guy like Travis Jones, like in that Sunday practice, he took Falele, who's 365 or whatever, and just walked him right back to the quarterback. I mean, you're going to get a chance to see, I think, some of the talent and stuff will be unleashed because it's against new people.
Also heard from Todd Monken talking about limiting Lamar's, or trying not to, is improvised runs. Well, that's the reason they're called improvised runs. You're improvising and adapting. It's not a planned thing. You're just surveying the field, and if an opportunity comes to do what you have to do, you do it. But as Lamar now is in his late 20s, 28 years old, you want to limit the damage that he takes, but you obviously are not trying to hamper the strength of arguably the greatest running quarterback to ever play in this league. So if Lamar feels as though it's time to get up and go, he gets up and goes.
I think that a lot of times Lamar has to get up and go because an O-lineman may whiff or something. That's a lot of times, you know, when things get unscripted is when he's saving the O-line, which he can do, and he could do a lot of that. Just called runs. I don't think there's a bunch of called runs. And when we watched him last year, he'd scramble around. He's looking to throw, not to run. The only time he would take off and run, really, is if he just saw a wide-open gap, he would go. But, I mean, he did have over 900 yards, so he did run the ball, you know, a pretty good amount. So, yeah, I mean, he's got plenty of guys that can run it. Because when he first started out, because I remember he would never throw to the backs, and he's probably, you know, because we talked then, he's like, all right, I can throw it to you, or I can run it, and I'm a better runner than the guy that I'm throwing it to, so let me just run it. So I think now he's kind of idled it down a little bit and is willing to get the ball to those people. Because I wish you could have seen him yesterday, Bob, because I wanted to see what you thought, because he is skinny, you know, and I don't want him to take – he doesn't take a lot of hits, and I don't want him to take a lot of hits.
Well, you go back a couple years ago when he gained all this weight or muscle mass, and he got
230.
Hurt. And he got caught by linebackers who he would outrun running backwards. But Lamar Jackson, coming off arguably the best season of his career, did not end in an MVP. But, you know, we don't want to go back down that rabbit hole as Josh Allen got it. And, you know, he had a hell of a season as well. But Lamar Jackson still very much in the prime of his career. But since Lamar wasn't there yesterday, Cooper Rush got most of the reps. And again, it was a real low-key sort of practice out there. But Cooper Rush, you know, in a pinch, and knock on for Micah, he gets zero snaps other than kneeling in the fourth quarter or just handing off to Keaton Mitchell, Justice Hills, because the game's well out of hand in favor of Baltimore. If he has to play, I mean, he was 9-5 in Dallas.
Yeah.
And, you know, brings, you know, some veteran savvy. And, you know, there's a skill set there. And I guess he benefits Hal from yesterday, because outside of Bateman, the receivers were there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He benefits from getting reps with the ones, because that's probably the first time, because he normally doesn't get reps with the one. I mean, Bob, let me ask you this, because I remember, like, I did. I mean, I knew Cooper Rush, you know, watching him with Dallas or whatever. But when he was standing out there, I go, damn, kind of short, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, and then the first pass, he gets batted down.
Well, Leary is like, what is he standing on, like a shoebox or something?
Yeah.
But yeah, it did. And Matt Ibike, you know, kind of slapped it back in his face. But I would say, if you want to say it's a comfort level, if you have to play your backup quarterback, there's a level of comfortability. But if Cooper Rush has to play seven games, with this schedule, I don't know if the Ravens are going to be in an ideal situation. But then again, insert playoff team here, and they'll be in the same situation.
Yeah, I just wish that Cooper Rush, you know, I mean, the one that you said, like, down the middle to Flowers, that was a real nice throw. And then the one, I think he's the one that threw it to Wallace in the corner of the end zone. That was a nice throw on the back shoulder. But otherwise, he throws it so flat. I get a little more hump in that ball. You know, so you give the receivers a chance. I mean, like, have I been totally, Bob, to be totally honest, when I'm watching, I can't tell the difference between him and Leary, you know, when they're out there. But the thing that I did, when Monken talked, and I think this is where...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We end up getting Cooper Rush from was Monken says they liked him when he was in Tampa. When he was a coordinator at Tampa, they tried to get him there and he went to Dallas, but he had liked him there. So maybe that's why, you know, we have Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but outside of Lamar and Bateman and the expected absences, the Emory Joneses and, you know, the Isaiah Likely, Noteboom as a practice in a while there. Or not Noteboom, Longerbeam.
Yeah.
As a practice in a while.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You'll see today at 1 o'clock when the Colts are in town. It should be an interesting scenario. And, you know, Patrick Carr was talking about, we'll listen to it later in the show, how you try to avoid, like, you know, you've had 3 weeks of, like, beating up on each other. Now you get to take it out on somebody else. And there's a fine line, Vinny, as you know, because you worked in the NFL, between aggressive letting off steam where things just get totally out of control, where it turns into a full-on brawl here.
Well, that's – Harbs, I know, only wants to go against teams, you know, where the head coach controls this guy and they have some discipline and stuff, you know, because you don't want it to just be fight after fight after fight. That gets nothing accomplished, you know, and you don't want that. And how does that happen? Probably more than likely, Bob, if it was 98 degrees with 107, you know, temperature, feels like fights probably occur more that way. But if you see some pushing or shoving, I hope not, that we don't have a lot of fights. I've been to practices when there's been a lot of fights. I've been there with none. You know, a lot of like when I was in San Fran, we'd always do it against the Chargers because we knew each other so well. And there wasn't scuff. You know, teams were there to get work. And I'm hoping that's what this is, because that's what both coaches want. They want this to get work because their start, well, most of their starters, I'm guessing, probably won't be playing in the preseason. Where the Colts, their quarterbacks are playing. You know, they got to play. So, you know, that'll be, I'm sure it's a big evaluation period for them, for Daniel Jones and Richardson today, you know, and who's going to be their guy.
Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. We'll come back and take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Turn it up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12. Get that song in. It's going to be packed at One Winning Drive. So if you're heading out to this joint practice, I suggest you probably go now. Get there as early as possible. Orioles, well, last night they were up 3-1, and then they lost by 10. We'll get into all of that, but Grayson Rodriguez, the news that we all anticipated was coming down. Maybe not to the Tommy John level news, but elbow surgery could be ready for spring training. But if Mike Elias anticipates 20 starts, 10 starts out of Grayson Rodriguez next year, I'm going to have a problem with that. We might have to drive down to the warehouse and start going a full-on coup. Dude, act like he's not even on the team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.